Well, you know, I keep preaching this over and over. We're always thinking.
Survive Cambodia, this man. We cannot survive Vietnam.
The first, the real problem is not the first
aspect I've looked into of the Cambodia going is not the supplies, because that's now to the end of the bombing, when they can go down the Ho Chi Minh Trail, the other route is not that important. The major problem is that they have about 40,000 Khmer Rouge that could then debouch maybe into the Delta. But I have asked Haig to make a special assessment of it, and also the impact it would have on Laos and Thailand.
What is the situation in Laos now?
The situation in Laos,
I think from the reports I've seen, their name is very calm.
Laos remains calm, but the central pitches are not keeping their agreement.
They're not
to have a political settlement, they're not withdrawing. And of course, in the process, I discussed that today, they have re-equipped their forces and retrained them, while the Laotian army has done very little. And if the fighting started again, the Laotian army would take a terrible beating. They're just not in a strong position with the veterans. Very tough. We've got to buy the balls. If we had a credible strategy for bombing
in the north.
I mean, if you were in the position of chance, this agreement is a good agreement. We could make it work beautifully.
But it needs to stick.
It needs to stick. If we could lay in one or two raids on the north right now, this thing would hold.
They thought we were going to step
that was better than nothing. It was better than nothing, but if we had known what we now know, what we know now, you would have ordered more people to do that then. If we had put in more, you didn't realize that at that time, we had only 36 B-52s for all of Indochina. We took 36 sorties, now we had...
Do you remember how we got to this whole B-52 thing? Remember that when we talked about this beforehand, and I said, how many we got out there? I said, we got 60, or 60 or so. I think we got 60 there. Well, we can get 20 more, but they aren't all fitted, so. And I said, well, what the hell was that? I said, I asked Blair for the point. How many we got in the world?
The only trouble is, who knows, we're going to send to Pakistan.
But we'll find somebody.
Anticipate.
There's He's from the left, he's on the side of a strong.
He's on the side of a strong foreign policy and strong
Europe.
I told you yesterday we had another proposition from the Egyptians for another meeting. Problem, and he feels very strongly, and I've had to agree with him from our report. The one thing that the Egyptians are not playing with that I'm involved in, because they think the Arabs are all crazy. Now my argument, my reason, I have only personally to do with my being involved there, because there's no settlement possible. It won't turn the Jewish community against the man who does it. There's no glory in that settlement, because it can only be achieved by brutalizing the Jewish community. We have two problems. One is, at the minimum, to stall the Egyptians through the Russian side. Or conversely, to stall the Russians through the side. So that there isn't a clash over the Middle East. Unless you are prepared to have an all-out confrontation on the Middle East immediately, which I think would probably not be the best way to proceed. The second objective, and people use these Egyptian talks for that by saying, to the Russians, if they've accepted us, you know, there's nothing to discuss until we've gone a little further with the Egyptians. The second is we have to prevent the Egyptians from doing something insane because they're perfectly capable of starting a war, losing it, getting the oil pipeline blown up in the process, getting Libya to cut off the oil to Western Europe. And then we have an absolutely first-class crisis unless we give them something to hold on to. And finally, I still think that the procedure we talked about can work, that we and the Egyptians agree on some basic principles, very similar to the principles we've already agreed to with the Russians. And then these are used to get an interim agreement. And then there are direct talks to implement these principles. Direct talks can take forever. But this will diffuse the situation long enough. It will show some progress, open the Suez Canal. Next to decide it. Today or tomorrow, we have to give an answer to the Egyptians within the week.
I think we should better fight the Poland. The Jewish community that matters that we have to fight the Poland. I prefer to move on this item. I don't want to adopt that crisis. The oil and the house fund. That's a great danger.
Then I frankly think that I have to promise them another meeting.
Promise. Incidentally, Tommy, Cisco was over for two ambassadors today, and I walked back with them to the respects. What do you want to do? Do you want to stay here and have these workers talk about Moscow? Today, we want to do something. We want to do something where I need it.
Well, you might, but would be better.
I don't know. I just thought, I just wanted to be sure that
better
you heard from me rather than his chairman, Alex Johnson.
Well, Mr. President, if you could let me bring Cisco in for 10 minutes this week, we can use him as an ally.
He seemed to be panicked to want to be doing what I wanted. He said, whatever you want, because I don't want to work for me. I said, Joe, I don't think it's going to work. But I said, right at the present time, I think it would be changed if it looked like it. But I said, on the other hand, apparently he said he could study your group, and his major was Russia and so forth.
But he'd like to be ambassador to my.
But he said, I think we can get him on.
But if you would let me bring him in for 10 minutes, without putting him on the schedule.
Any day.
10, 15 minutes this week.
Right.
Because
you just bring him in, you'll be talking about it. They'll come in and I'll say, Joe, we've got to play with him. I need you.
You would do that. That would make my life.
Yeah. I said, I'll do it. And I'll say, Joe, I want to play again. I'll tell him. Let me say that I have to.
Oh, much better.
Oh,
you should.
I brought to this.
But it is to you, Mr. President.
And I got this message. Yes, and I want this. And I want to explore. We'll keep him totally in on the deal, but let's play this around and so forth. Fair enough. I'm just giving you caution. You can run it down. I think Joe will play the federal thing
for a while.
Well,
but we'll see now that nothing works.
Also, you also have a Russian. Now, therefore, there was the goddamn argument about that.
Remember the argument? And when we raised it to 35 the next time, they practically went up the wall.
I swear to God, it was unbelievable what we did there with the
troops. I remember, Mr. President, that you talked about B-52s in Laos, which broke the back of every defender. You may have forgotten it, but there was one target that they wanted to hit with one goddamn B-52 strike. In the spring of 1970, two bloody enemies even before you got to the patient to do it. We had a meeting in your office, and they were holding it out for so long that the target disappeared.
This target was there.
That target was at the edge of the plain de Jarre on the other side of the plain de Jarre.
Oh, yes, in Northern Laos.
In Northern Laos.
Oh, correct. They finally hit it and broke the back of it.
But they didn't hit that target because it moved. But then, finally, you ordered one strike, and you ordered another strike, and then you just broke them and just keep going. And from then on, all the factors were defeated by B-52.
They're a goddamn bomber. They're fighter bombers. They are made, you know, they're not made for this sort of thing.
Well, but no, but that is the drive, Mr. President. The B-52 was designed for nuclear bombs.
I know, but it is. You don't have a B-17 anymore, or a B-19, that's my point.
No, but the fighter bombers actually were designed for tactical support.
Yeah.
They should be able to do the job, but they don't because of weather restrictions and others.
They do the job pretty great.
They fly the system. They fly them in the mile, they do, they fly them in the mile.
Same one.
The thing Abe reported is that this guy Geiger, whom you never liked either, thinks that was a total opponent of your policy.
Opponent?
Yeah. He's against the B-52 bombing in Cambodia, wants to pull our troops out of Thailand.
What's he for? What's the crisis he for?
Navy. We get off the last night, we need more cattle.
The search of land mass when the Congress has it surrounded with carriers and
that would be over. But of course he's a McNamara. But McNamara, one of his greatest disasters.
Why did we send him there? Why the President got to get the job?
Because players practically he has promised to do it. It's awfully hard for you, Mr. President, to refuse. You can refuse nominate.
I want you to rob churches on this
one. I've already had Clemens over.
All right.
I already showed Clemens. I told him to make paper.
Okay.
Clemens is a good guy.
Oh, he'll do anything for him. There isn't going to be any farting around on that. There is not going to be.
But,
you can tell it's a mess guy when you saw him.
Yeah.
But I saw him.
But that's when I saw myself.
You said the same thing.
That's my best idea. I literally met him and he was head of anything. I never liked him.
I should simply continue the lonely battle of fighting for the carriers of this country.
Yeah, that's about all there is.
Why don't we have some allies?
That's not even
this way. The credit of allies.
Mr. President, history will vindicate you, but you might consider doing so. Not right this minute. Is to give some semi-philosophical speeches again about where we're going. Whenever you've done it, it's had a major impact.
You mean on television?
Maybe it's commencement time. The presidency will be seen not only as a burning point, but that it had to be you who held together what was left of patriotism in this country and purpose. But
how
this,
was
going to look, this is going to look like a disgraceful period in America. Carry out a foreign policy. And
Thank you.
carried out somebody else's orders, he's no better than he did in the Coleman's order, than Mitchell's order. He's worse off.
What'd you say? You would never demonstrate a hall of them. It's a hall of
them. The murderer was brought in to the White House, went home, worked in the White House for a fall. And was actually a little bit of a thing. But that's all. But when he was over there, he was not in Mitchell. That was all of them. Mitchell I studied too about the security operation, the intelligence operation, which we had to have. But
as we probably did not know.
But can one prove that the Democrats had it too? They must have had that. Difference between them and Metro. Then I think it will be that you let it go.
Thank you. Well, you get us a plan, will you?
Right.